Nolte, more hypocrisy as election denier Stacey Abrams pays $1.2 million for private security. By John Nolte on October 10, 2022. Election denier Stacey Abrams, DGA, has called for defunding the police, railed against the privatization of justice, and spent $1.2 million on private security. Abrams, who is currently losing, by a wide margin, her second Georgia gubernatorial campaign in a row, spent a whopping $400,000 on private security just between July and August, per Fox News. Between December 2021 and June 2022, she spent another $800,000. So while Governor in her own deranged mind Abrams is enjoying the safety and comfort that comes with paying seven figures for private security, she's trying to cut police budgets and criticizing the privatization of justice. "We have to reallocate resources, so, yes," she said in June 2020 when asked if police budgets should be reduced. "If there is a moment where resources are so tight that we have to choose between whether we murder black people or serve black people, then absolutely, our choice must be service. I do not believe in the privatization of justice," Abrams said in April 2018. "There is a profit motive behind private prisons that is anathema to the core of who we are as Americans." Abrams claims she doesn't support defunding the police. Still, she also claims she didn't lose the 2018 gubernatorial election and currently sits on the board of a group that calls for defunding and abolishing the police. "I actually agree with Abrams on the issue of private prisons. They are a terrible idea. Imprisoning people should not be a business. It should be a burden felt by society, not something we hand over to someone else and forget about." Regardless, Abrams goes much further with her privatization of justice rhetoric. Additionally, while Abrams calls on citizens to turn their guns in, she almost certainly exempts herself from her gun control mania by spending $1.2 million to have people carry guns for her, including the semi-automatic weapons she's talked about outlawing. Banning semi-automatic handguns would mean banning most handguns. After losing her bid to be Georgia's governor by about 50,000 votes in 2018, Abrams is looking at a humiliating blowout next month. According to Real Clear Politics, she has not led in a single poll against sitting Republican Governor Brian Kemp. The Real Clear average has her losing by 6.4 points. 4 years ago, Kemp barely pulled out a win by 1.4 points. Time has not been kind to Abrams. She is not wearing well. Her elitism, her hypocrisy, her narcissism. The corporate media and Hollywood worship Abrams, and that's part of her problem. Rather than focus on the everyday issues affecting Georgians, Abrams is buying into this grotesque cult of personality. A good example of this is how she surrounds herself with $1.2 million in personal security and seeks to defund everyone else's security.